Welcome to LEC Transcendent. My name is Al Bean. I'm the commissioner of the Little East Conference. And today we're pleased to have with us Ellie Patrick. Ellie is a freshman at Keene State College, and she's a member of the women's ice hockey team. Ellie comes from Northern Ireland, all the way over to the States to go to Keene and participate in their program. Ellie, welcome. And we look forward to this conversation today.
Thank you.
Ellie, can you tell me a little bit about your first memories of skating and then playing hockey as a young girl in Northern Ireland?
I was three whenever I started figure skating, and I started figure skating because my sister figure skated back home, and then I made the swap to hockey whenever I was five, and I kept figure skating and playing hockey till I was eight, and then hockey just took over.
Wow. What were opportunities available for you to practice and play hockey in Northern Ireland or close proximity?
I would practice with my age group and the older age group, so I'd be playing maybe twice a week practicing back home. There's only one rink, and to play games we'd have to travel to Scotland, so
So only one rink in the whole country.
only one rink.
How was the demand for ice time with that one rink?
Yeah, it was crazy with all the different hockey teams and the figure skaters. It was a bit hectic.
Yeah. How long a trip for you to go from Northern Ireland to Scotland to play?
It was like a 2.5 hour boat ride, and then could be up to like a 6 hour drive on the bus.
So you had to be pretty committed in order to do that, I would think, regularly. Yeah. A lot of people do that? A lot of people that you're involved with take that trip?
It's the only way we can play games back home, so you had to do what you had to do.
Sure. Were you always interested in coming to America to study and play hockey?
Whenever I was little, I was looking more into Canadian schools, but an opportunity came to play in the States. So I took the opportunity.
So you came to the States and attended Winchendon Academy. What was that experience like for you?
Whenever I first moved to the States, I was 15. It was during COVID year, and I played for a prep school called Hoosac in upstate New York. So I played there for 2 years, and then I moved to Winchendon to play more hockey. It was a little bit scary at first because my family couldn't come over because of COVID, but I got into the groove,
So how did you end up at Keene State?
I was playing a tournament with Winchendon. I think it was in Washington, and Coach Rob was there recruiting, and he reached out to me, and I looked into the school a bit, came for a tour, and I ended up here.
How is the level of play in women's hockey in the United States compared to what you were experience in Northern Ireland and other parts of, the British Isles?
The hockey's definitely a higher compete level over here. Back home, I would have to play boys hockey because there was only girls hockey in the mainland in England. It's been different playing girls hockey, but definitely a higher compete level.
So you're at Keene State. How does it feel to be part of that group that is getting collegiate ice hockey off the ground at Keene? How does that make you feel? What do you feel is the future for Keene State hockey?
It's been an amazing experience so far building the program. We're going to see how far we can take it. Couldn't go as far as we can go. It's been really special trying to help with the first year. I'm excited to see where we go.
Now, Ellie, you said you didn't get to see your family too often. Do you see them more often now? And are they able to see you play in person at all, or are they just watching the broadcasts?
I see my family as much as I can. I would go home for breaks, and my family would try and make the trip out here as much as they can, but mainly online. It's a little tricky sometimes because of the time difference, but they'll never miss a game.
Yeah, that's great. Do you feel like your experience and your path to the States to play women's hockey has influenced any people back home in Northern Ireland?
I hope so. There's a couple of girls coming through the program that I went through back home, so I hope they can look up to me and be interested in moving across the States too.
Yeah. Has the number of girls playing hockey in Northern Ireland increased since you were young?
Yeah, it definitely has. I go home and I skate with my old team whenever I'm home, and there's definitely a lot more girls than there ever used to be.
Do they have more than one rink now?
No.
No, still one
Still just
rink.
the one, yeah.
Yeah. What has being involved in hockey throughout your life done for you? What has it helped you to learn to achieve?
It's definitely helped me stay committed to something and always have something to look forward to after like a hard day. Yeah, it's nice going from school straight to the rink and getting on the ice.
So, Ellie, you're majoring in psychology and criminal justice. What is your long-term goal for working in that profession?
My long-term goal would be to make a career out of it. I would love to become a crime scene investigator. Yeah, I think it's really interesting.
What do you hope to contribute or accomplish by being a crime scene investigator?
Just bringing justice to those families that have been through it and, making the world hopefully a safer place. We'll see.
Safer place would be nice for all of us.
Yeah.
Your impressions of living in the United States in Keene versus home in Northern Ireland, how's that transition been? What sort of differences do you see?
Keene's a nice little small town. A lot of people know each other. Back home, I would say, is a little bigger. The community support for the college over here has been crazy. We would have a couple locals coming to our games. That doesn't really happen back home, but yeah, it's been really nice.
That's great. Well, Ellie, we're coming down towards the end of the year for hockey. Successful from your standpoint?
Yes, very successful. We've had a good season and can only go up from here.
That's great. Well, I want to wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks very much for your time today, and we wish you continued success at Keene State with hockey and helping to promote hockey with young girls at Northern Ireland.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much.